Welcome to Play Ball. It's April 26, 2026, and we've got a full slate with pennant race edges, a couple of blowouts, and one ninth inning that turned into a demolition derby.
Yeah, and the standings are already starting to matter. The Yankees keep rolling, the Reds keep surprising, and out west, Texas and Oakland are tied. That's not a typo.
Let's start in Baltimore, because that one got away from the Orioles in a hurry.
Hurrying is generous. Boston was down a game in the standings and playing like it knew the season was slipping.
Garrett Crochet was sharp early, 6 shutout innings, 7 punchouts, and the Red Sox offense did the rest. Connor Wong drove in 5. Caleb Durbin had 3 RBI, and Andrew Monasterio turned the ninth into a personal highlight reel.
10 runs in the ninth. 10. That's not a rally. That's a mugging.
Monasterio's grand slam was the centerpiece. Then Wilson Contreras added a 3-run homer, and Durbin chipped in a 2-run shot. Boston scored 17, Baltimore scored 1, and Trevor Rogers got tagged again.
And then, hours later, Boston fired Alex Cora. That's the kind of day that tells you nothing is stable.
Final there. Red Sox 17, Orioles 1.
Toronto was a little cleaner, a little quieter, but just as important in the AL picture.
Kevin Gausman gave them 6 2/3, only 2 runs allowed, and Kazuma Okamoto stayed hot with another homer. Dalton Varsho delivered the tie-breaking hit in the 6th, and Andrés Giménez followed with the 2-run swing that put Cleveland behind the 8-ball.
The Guardians kept poking, but they never got the big hit. That's the difference in a game like this.
David Fry's solo homer gave Cleveland a brief pulse, but Lewis Varland survived a messy ninth for the save. Bases loaded and all, Toronto took it 5-3.
And in a division race where every game feels like a coin flip, that's a good one to bank.
Final there, Blue Jays 5, Guardians 3. Detroit jumped first in Cincinnati. But after that, it was all Reds power, all night.
Sal Stewart is becoming a problem. 3-run homer in the first, then a bases-loaded single later, 5 RBI total.
Nathaniel Lowe went deep again after his walk-off heroics Friday. Eli De La Cruz homered, TJ Friedl homered, and the Reds hung 9 on the Tigers. Brady Singer kept it from getting interesting.
The Reds are 9 games over 500 for the first time in more than 2 decades. That's not just a good start, that's a statement.
Tigers rookie Kevin McGonigal did homer to lead off the game, and Spencer Torkelson added 1. But Detroit never recovered from that first inning avalanche.
Final there, Reds 9, Tigers 2. Tampa Bay got exactly what it needed from Shane McClanahan.
5 scoreless, 7 strikeouts, first home win at Tropicana Field in nearly 3 years. That'll do.
And the bats backed him. Jake Fraley opened the scoring with a 2-run homer. Ben Williamson had a triple, a double, and a single, and the Rays pulled away late.
Minnesota managed only 1 run on 5 hits, and the Twins have now lost 4 straight. That's a rough turn for a club that needed to stop the slide.
The Rays won 6-1 and kept climbing in the East.
Final there. Rays 6, Twins 1. Extra innings in Atlanta, and the Phillies found a way when the game got tight.
Bryce Harper was the whole answer. 4 RBI, including the go-ahead hit in the 10th, and then another insurance single right after.
Tie game into the 10th, and then the Phillies put together the kind of inning that breaks a clubhouse. Harper's 2-run single, Brandon Marsh's 2-run single, and suddenly, it's 8-4.
Atlanta had chances, but the bullpen couldn't hold the middle innings, and that's a bad sign with the division lead still there but not exactly comfortable.
The Braves got hits from Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris II, but the Phillies outlasted them 8-5.
That one feels like more than one loss.
Final there. Phillies 8, Braves 5.
Kansas City just hammered the Angels.
Cole Reagans struck out 11 in 6 innings. Nick Lofton drove in 4. And Salvador Perez went 3-for-5 with a homer and an RBI double.
10 walks for the Royals, too. That's a long night for the Angels staff.
Joe Adell did get Los Angeles on the board with a solo shot, but it was 12-1 by the end, and never close after the middle innings.
And the Royals needed that one. They've been trying to find a series win.
They found it emphatically. Final there. Royals 12, Angels 1. Texas and Oakland were tied atop the AL West coming in, and Josh Jung made sure the Rangers left with the edge.
Big swing in the sixth. Corey Seager singled, Jung turned on an inside slider, and it's gone to right center.
That made it 4-3, and that's where it stayed. Jeffrey Springs gave Oakland 6 innings but couldn't protect the early lead, while Jacob Latz locked down the ninth for the save.
The A's had a 3-0 lead, then let Texas chip away. That's how division races start to tilt.
Final there. Rangers 4, Athletics 3.
The Yankees did what the Yankees have been doing. They waited, then buried somebody.
Houston led early. New York answered. Houston tied it. And then Austin Wells broke the game with a tie-breaking homer in the seventh. That was the hinge.
And after that, the walks piled up. Ben Rice had 3 hits. Trent Grisham homered. Jose Caballero homered. And the Astros handed out 10 free passes.
8 straight wins now for New York, matching their longest streak since June of last year. That's the kind of stretch that changes the temperature of a division.
Especially when you're 18-9 and everyone else is chasing.
Final there, Yankees 8, Astros 3. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee went to extras, and the Pirates finally cracked it open in the 10th.
Brian Reynolds with the go-ahead single, Nick Gonzalez with the 2-run knock after that, and suddenly the Brewers were staring at another one that got away.
Spencer Horwitz had driven in a pair for Pittsburgh, and Sal Frelick answered with 2 sacrifice flies for Milwaukee. Jacob Mizorowski struck out 9 again, but the Brewers couldn't finish the job.
That's a tough one for Milwaukee because the margin in that division is already thin.
Pirates 6, Brewers 3 in 10.
Seattle and St. Louis gave us the most chaotic scoreboard of the day.
11-9 Mariners, and it had everything. Julio Rodriguez homered, Will Wilson homered, Cole Young homered, and then Leo Rivas hit a 2-run single in the ninth to win it.
And the Cardinals were swinging too. Nathan Church had 2 homers and 4 RBI. J.J. Weatherholt and Ivan Herrera went back-to-back in the first. And Pedro Paez added one.
The problem was the middle innings. Seattle kept answering. Then Connor Joe tied it in the 8th. And Rivas finished it off Riley O'Brien, who had been spotless all year until then.
That's a rough way to lose when you've already traded punches for 3 hours.
Final there. Mariners 11, Cardinals 9. Washington and Chicago played a tight one until the 10th. Then the Nationals finally broke through.
James Wood scored on a passed ball, and then Nassim Nunez drove in 2 more with a single. 4 RBI on the day for Nunez.
Jake Irvin was excellent for Washington. 9 strikeouts, no walks, and the White Sox mostly chased all afternoon.
Chicago tied it in the 8th. But Jordan Leisure couldn't hold the 10th. That's a bad one at home.
Nationals 6, White Sox 3.
The Dodgers needed a response after Friday, and they got one in a hurry.
Chicago scored first. Then Los Angeles detonated for 6 in the 4th and 4 more in the 6th. Max Muncy tied it with a 2-run homer. Freddie Freeman and Teoscar Hernandez kept the line moving, and Andy Pages drove in 3.
Roky Sasaki got his 2nd big league win, and the Dodgers snapped the Cubs' 10-game streak. That's a loud way to answer a loss.
Seiya Suzuki, Moises Ballesteros, and Miguel Amaya all homered for Chicago, but it wasn't nearly enough.
Final there, Dodgers 12, Cubs 4.
San Francisco got a solid one at home, and Casey Schmidt was the headline.
2-run homer in the 6th, and the game flipped. Drew Gilbert and Heliot Ramos also went deep, and the Giants kept stacking enough to stay in control.
Yuri Paz was fine early. Then the 6th got away from him. Matt Gage got the win in relief, and the Marlins only managed 6 hits.
Jacob Marcy's RBI single in the 9th was too little, too late.
Final there. Giants 6, Marlins 2.
And out in Arizona, the Padres did just enough late.
They spotted the Diamondbacks 4 runs, then chipped away. Tyler France homered in the 5th. Gavin Sheets and Fernando Tatis Jr. helped the 7th inning push, and France hit another one in the 9th.
That second homer was the difference. San Diego keeps winning these kinds of games, which is why they're sitting where they are in the West.
Mason Miller closed it out for his 10th save, and the Padres held on 6-4.
Final there. Padres 6, Diamondbacks 4.
That'll do it for today's play ball.
If you're keeping score at home, the standings just got a little sharper in a lot of places.
We'll be back with more tomorrow. For Bailey, I'm Abe.
See you then.